Six activists were convicted in June of blocking access to a gas power plant under construction in Orange County, New York. And three of them, including Oscar-nominated actor James Cromwell, refused to pay the fine. Instead, they have been sentenced to a week in jail, due to report later Friday. I spoke with Cromwell about why he wouldn't pay the fine and the message he wants to send. The Weiweonda Six were convicted of civil disobedience for blocking access in December 2015 to the CPV Valley Energy Center site. In addition to Warwick resident James Cromwell, founder of Protect Orange County Pramila Malik, and lifelong resident Madeline Shaw also are reporting to the Orange County Jail after a planned rally. Cromwell talks about why he refused to pay the $375 fine.
I personally didn't want to glorify what I felt to be a totally unjust verdict by a judge who listened intently while two of the most highly acknowledged scientists from Cornell described the devastation caused by this plant and plants like it and the entirety of the hydrofracking infrastructure, which feeds the plants and beyond, and who asked not one question of the experts, rebutted nothing that they said, nor did the prosecution. They sat in silence because they had already made up their mind that the statute of blocking traffic to a private facility takes precedence over the survival of the human species on this planet. And so I said, I'm not paying. I'm not going to admit my guilt. You may consider that I'm guilty, but in my mind, I am not guilty. And so I refused to pay, and they found us in contempt of court.
Cromwell says his opposition to the 650-megawatt plant isn't just local, but it's a fight against the expansion of what he called fracked gas plants, pipeline, and infrastructure across the country. And so his reporting to jail is symbolic of a larger statement.
This is a gesture. But it is getting a lot of attention, and that's what we wanted. We want more people to know what this plant represents and plants like it represent. I'm very pleased with the outcome.
Will this be your first time in jail?
I went to jail during the Vietnam War protest in Washington when we shut down Washington. I was, there were 150,000 of us on the little island opposite the White House, and they were arrested. 45,000 people were taken to JFK Stadium. I was one of the very first people arrested for assaulting a police officer, and I was taken to a local precinct where I spent the night.
He says the charges were dropped. This time he has a longer stay in store and welcomes it.
I am interested as an artist, as an actor. I'm interested from the perspective of seeing what it's like for people who are there who don't have the option of leaving after a week. I'm not nervous. I'm excited by the prospect. I'm interested to see what the population will make of me and how I express myself and what importance it is to them. And do they have any sense of this? And how do they feel about this system? What can be done? So I have a lot of interesting experiences in front of me.
Cromwell believes that if there were a jury, the climate activist necessity defense would have prevailed. This defense holds that the actions were necessary in defense of life. And while the necessity defense is not new, Cromwell says his case is significant because of climate activists specifically being allowed to employ this defense. David Dorfman represents people arrested for protesting Spectra Energy's construction of the Algonquin Incremental Market, or AIM, pipeline near the Indian Point nuclear power plant. He's also a professor at Pace Law School and supervising attorney of the school's criminal justice clinic in the Bronx.
The necessity of defense has been going on for well over 100 years, and it's been used in all kinds of cases, including environmental cases, but not necessarily involving, you know, fracking and fracked gas and things like that. So there are a number of cases involving nuclear power plants where civil disobedience, trespass and disorderly conduct and blocking traffic and all that stuff resulted in arrests. And then the folks charged with those crimes asserted the necessity defense. there's a number of pretty prominent cases. One is the Diablo Canyon case, which is from 1988. But those were not, you know, they weren't climate activism cases. There were different claims, but they still arose out of environment. What in a broad sense you define as environmental cases.
He says defendants have to show they did everything legally possible before resorting to illegal means.
Then the other thing that you have to show is that the harm that you're seeking to avoid is an imminent harm, meaning it's about to happen. You have to show that this pipeline is going to explode, or this pipeline is going to leak, or this power plant is going to, you know, create a you know, an environmental and otherwise a public health disaster, and that this is an imminent harm that you're seeking to avoid. And those two things are really hard to prove.
As for next steps in protesting the CPV plant, Cromwell says the Saturday pickets in front of the site will continue.
We will try to make as much out of this as possible. It is gaining momentum. We have a petition to the governor to deny the permit for the lateral pipeline, which is a permit that is needed to operate this plant and without which this plant cannot open. That petition is now being circulated online.
A link to the petition is at WAMC.org. It asks the state to reject a water quality certification. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.